out of Afghanistan. I'm Tim McGuire with an AP News Minute. The last U.S. military plane has left the Kabul airport.
Every single U.S. service member is now out of Afghanistan. I can say that with 100% certainty.
General Frank McKenzie, head of Central Command, says some U.S. citizens remain in Afghanistan, along with many Afghans who helped the U.S. during this country's longest war.
There's a lot of heartbreak associated with this departure. We did not get everybody out that we wanted to get out. But I think if we'd stayed another 10 days, Louie, we wouldn't have gotten everybody out that we wanted to get out. And there still would have been people who would have been disappointed with that. It's a tough situation.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says fewer than 200 Americans are still in the country. Rescuers in helicopters, boats, and high-water vehicles have fanned out across Louisiana, finding people trapped by the floodwaters generated by Hurricane Ida. At least two people are known dead in the storm, which is now a tropical depression. Power is out to more than 1 million homes and businesses. I'm Tim McGuire.